Irving, an interview with Irving Gerst, formerly in the Applied Mathematics Department at Stony Brook, at his condominium in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, March 25th, '87. Question number one.
My name, Irving Gerst. Department started out as Department of Applied Analysis.
Yes.
then was changed to Department of Applied Mathematics and Statistics.
Yes.
I came in as a full professor.
What year?
Chairman. In 1961, actually, we were still at
Oyster Bay.
Oyster Bay.
Right.
In 1962, of course, the campus was open at Stony Brook.
Yes. You were chairman.
I was chairman, and at that time our department was in the engineering college.
Yes.
And I guess my function was to build up this department and provide the support courses for the engineers in mathematics.
How old were you when you came to Stony Brook?
Oh, God, I don't know. I was about 51. I was about 50, something like that.
Okay.
Now, I came from industry.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for RCA at the time in an applied mathematics group, which was concerned with network theory. That was a period when RCA was trying to challenge Bell Labs.
Mm-hmm.
So they set up this think tank in Manhattan, and practically everyone there was a PhD in something.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was there, during the last two years, I think it was, I started teaching at the City College, actually City University, in the Electrical Engineering Department.
Mm-hmm.
I gave some mathematics courses in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Who's responsible
for my coming to Stony Brook? Well, actually, about that time I had decided I would like to get into the academic world from industry. So, when they announced there was going to be a college on the island, I don't think I mentioned Stony Brook at the time. One day I took a ride out to Oyster Bay.
It was the Long Island Center at the time.
Yeah, they didn't specify exactly where it was going to be. And I was interviewed by the guy who was in charge at the time. I've forgotten his name.
Was it Leonard Olson?
Olson? Olson was the fellow, right.
Yes.
Yeah. Olson. So, he looked at my resume and he said that he didn't know whether there'd be any positions in mathematics, which is what I had applied for at the time. So I forgot all about it. And then I was surprised to get a phone call about a year later from Tom Irvine, who was the Dean of Engineering. Evidently, Olson had passed my resume on to him when they decided that this was going to be a school whose specialty was going to be science, and in particular an engineering college. So he liked my resume and he got in touch with me, and I went out there, and he told me he was interviewing for department chairman at the time. and wanted to know if I were interested in heading up an applied mathematics group to service the College of Engineering, and also to set up our own graduate program in applied mathematics. And I agreed, and he hired me.
Good. 6.
Well, I say I was always interested in college teaching. In fact, I had a background of teaching, but not in college, before I went into industry. And I felt that this was a great opportunity for me, because I was starting at the top and had the responsibility of building up a department in an area in which I was pretty familiar and much interested in. I think I mentioned I thought the purpose of the creation was to have an institution with a specialty in science. I think it was impelled, really, by Sputnik.
There was a good deal of that, I think, yes.
Yeah.
Was Sputnik? Do you remember? Was it 58 or 7 or 9?
Yeah, it was something like the late 50s.
Yes.
That really put a match on it.
Right.
What was the vision?
At that time, the purpose was a fairly limited one.
Yes.
There was no concept of one of the four comprehensive university centers. In other words, you came before. You came in 61.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, of course, when we first got there, this being a new institution, everybody got to know everyone else. There weren't too many on the faculty then. And there was a great camaraderie there and cooperation between people. And of course, the first president, Lee, I think his name was.
Yes, John Lee.
John Lee. To me, was a very striking figure, and I thought he had great potential as a leader. What happened to him is kind of well known now, I guess. Just why he was fired, I never knew. I don't know the inside story. But no sooner had we started on the at Oyster Bay, I think it was in 61, when he was fired and the students went out on strike, and there was a lot of turmoil there, and a lot of the people in the leadership positions, the deans, resigned and stepped down into their departmental positions.
Who were they, do you remember?
Sidney Gelber was, I think he was in charge of the graduate school at that time.
I know
he stepped down. Of course, years later, he became dean of liberal arts, vice president. What position?
Academic vice president.
Yeah,
they
right.
Called it. Yes.
But I think at that time he was one of those that resigned, and there were other people.
Arnie Feingold.
Arnie Feingold was in. Yeah.
He resigned also
as
he was the first graduate dean, I believe.
He was the first graduate, I don't remember too well on that. Well, they were both deans, and they both stepped down.
Well, Olson was fired by Lee,
Olson was fired?
Yes.
I thought that, I didn't even know that Olson was there.
He interviewed you, yes.
Yeah, Olson interviewed me, but by the time I came on, which was a year later, all I know is that Lee was the president. I didn't see Olson around at all.
I think probably he had been let go.
Oh, well, I didn't know what happened to him. I didn't much inquire, really. So, well, we had this turmoil, and and for a long time, we just had acting people, and the idea was just to keep the place going without it sinking.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Dean Austell by any chance? He was Dean of Students.
Austell,
A-U-S-T-I-L-L. He preceded Dave Tilley as Dean of Students.
No, I don't think I know him.
All right.
One of the deans that didn't resign was Tom Irvine, I believe, at that time.
That's right.
He stayed on.
He had been at Raleigh under John Lee.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did you know Bradfield?
Oh, sure. Well, Bradfield was the first chairman of Mechanical Engineering. Right.
I've interviewed him over in Clearwater.
You did?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's over in Tampa, actually.
Uh-huh.
He drove over.
Is he out of college? Or,
yes. Off somewhat. He's really doing work on his own as a consultant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. I at that time, Bradfield's Mechanical Engineering. I recommended Sumner Levine for material science, and he became chairman of material science at first.
Did you know Sumner? Where did you know Sumner?
Sumner was working at RCA.
I see.
With me.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I met Sumner. Electrical science. Sheldon Chang?
Yes. I don't know when Sheldon Chang came.
I think he was the first chairman. Yeah, so I guess that...
He was a boyhood friend of Frank Yang's back in China.
Oh, yeah, right. We know that. Yeah, let's see. What else do we have here? Okay, so I guess that the firing and the aftermath really dominated the early years in Stony Brook.
What about the quality of students?
We had superior students after the first year or so. I think at Oyster Bay, Olson went out and rounded up anybody he'd get the first couple of years. They were there for several years, weren't they, at Oyster Bay? I got there at the tail end of Oyster Bay. But once you got out to Stony Brook, they started imposing very stringent and high requirements.
Yes.
And we started getting a very good student out there. So,
what expectations did you, I'm on 11, what expectations did you have when you came there?
Well, I wanted to form a group that would cover all the areas that were being pursued in applied math, especially those that were being used in industry, and that I had the first-hand experience with. As it worked out, our growth in this particular department was rather slow. One of the reasons was that there was always a good deal of rivalry, and even dissension, acrimony, if you want, whatever you want to call it, with the pure math department. They evidently resented the formation of an applied math department. And that's one of the reasons we were stuck with this outlandish name, Applied Analysis, which nobody ever knew the meaning of, and they thought it was some branch of psychiatry. But they were evidently instrumental in keeping us from going to the name Applied Mathematics. So our growth was slow. When we interviewed people with positions in the department, we had to kind of apologize for the name. And it was tough getting decent people. We had to build really from the ground up. And we had to hire assistant professors that I felt would make it. They certainly didn't give us too many high-level positions.
Right. When was the name changed?
Well, that's another story in itself.
Well, you might bring it in now.
Okay. Jim Simons was appointed chairman of the math department somewhere along the line. I forget what year it was. And at that time, John Toll was already president. So I mean, we had more than just an acting president. He was very sympathetic to the math department and its aims and goals, and
John Toll was.
Yeah, he was. Somehow I felt that he didn't push engineering as much as some of the other sciences, including pure math. Anyway, he gave Jim Simons lots of money to get good people, and which Jim Simons proceeded to do. However, Jim Simons was still unhappy with the fact that there was a separate math department. And furthermore, along the way, we had gathered some computer people, the goal being that eventually they were going to form their own department, which they did. They had a small nucleus, and we felt it was time.
Did you bring in Aaron Feinemann?
Yes. Aaron Feinemann came into at the very beginning. He's been there a long time. He actually, it's sort of a joint decision. Aaron Feinemann was hired really to run the computer center originally. However, he didn't want to take that position, I believe, unless he got an academic position as well. So the most logical place seemed to be in the Department of Applied Analysis. And so with the with my consent, I mean, he was hired for that department, but he really was, I think, a mechanical engineer by background or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was. He had done something in mechanical engineering. Anyway, to get back to this other story. So at this time, there was the computer science department. There was our department in the College of Engineering, and Jim Simons sold John Toll on the idea of setting up a division of mathematics. which would be which consists of these three departments: pure math, applied math, and computer science. Well, it would mean that we'd have to get out of the engineering college. And just to backtrack a moment, as soon as I started hiring people way back in 61 and 2 for the department, we applied to set up a graduate program in applied mathematics. And we got the okay very soon. I think it was something like 64 or 5. It was a very short period before we started on the graduate program. So we always had an graduate program in applied math leading up to the doctorate. But we didn't have an undergraduate program leading to a bachelor's degree in applied math. Well, when Jim sold this idea of division of mathematics to John Toll, we got together and had several conferences on it, and there was a lot of horse trading that went on there. Several items. Number one, we got our name changed to Applied Mathematics. Number two, we got our own undergraduate program leading to a bachelor's degree in Applied Mathematics. And
in the College of Engineering?
No, this was now in the College of Liberal Arts.
Liberal Arts.
Yeah, it was Liberal Arts. And number three, we agreed on a division of courses. That is, we were to teach certain courses and they were to teach certain courses. For example, we were supposed to teach all the courses in differential equations. And in probability and statistics, except for rather advanced theoretical courses in these areas. We were supposed to get all the finite mathematics. Now that's something that I introduced, which was an up-and-coming area, which is now a very substantial part of any applied mathematics program. And that's finite math, which includes combinatorics. So I had started to introduce these courses in applied math, and they legitimized this thing and said, "Well, yes, you can have the applied finite math courses." So we came to this agreement, and the division was set up. So we got out of the engineering college. I don't remember the exact dates. I may have some memos back at the office, but it was certainly about 10 years after we started there.
71
yeah,
or something.
It must have been something
right.
like that.
Well, when you get back, if you have time, go through the files. And if you have no further use for them, let Eric Folkers have them. Or copy anything that you want to keep. You keep the originals and let the archives have the copies.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can have them. If I still have them. See, I don't know. For a while, our department was notorious as a repository for all literature, all memos. Whenever anyone in the College of Engineering wanted a certain memo, they always called us up, because we had it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know if I kept all those things when I retired, you know, I cleaned out the office. Anyway, to bring this story to an ending, we set up the division, and it lasted about 1 year. it founded on a battle we had on promotion. I had recommended that certain people be promoted to full professor. By the way, right after the division was set up is when I stepped down as chairman. I was chairman for 11 years. So let's see, so
61,
that's
71, 72.
So it's around that, 71, 72, that, so I am, yeah, I am right about the dates. And Armin Zamanian took over as chairman. So the previous year I had recommended these people for promotion, the full professor, I believe. Well, now that we were a division, they had to get approval of representatives from each department. The first day they were approved by our department, but then it was that it went to this higher committee, so-called. And they and what happened is the Mather people balked at this these promotions. They said that these people didn't deserve to be full professors and so on and so forth. And it was just impossible to do business with them. I mean, the reasons we felt were specious, and it was just a matter of snob appeal, if anything. I mean, they just they had different criteria than we had. We both had criteria of excellence, but their definition of it was a little different than ours in this context. So, Armin Zamanian, I think, sent a memo to Toll saying he was taking his department out of the division. And, of course, the computer science department went out along with us. And what happened was that Armin, I think, applied to engineering. I don't remember who the dean was there. It might have been Truxell at the time. I'm not sure. He was in shortly.
Who succeeded Tom? Tom Irvine.
The next dean.
Was it Truxell?
It could have been Truxell. And then we had Bellello.
Yeah. Yes, it was. I remember that name. That's about all.
I've forgotten what the succession was there, but I think it was when Truxell was around. Zamanian, I think, asked that the department be put back into the College of Engineering, and computer science, I think, went along, too. Mm-hmm. So engineering was very happy to get us back, but when we got back there, we kept all of the gains that we had gotten when we formed this division. In other words, we kept our undergraduate degree. It was now in limbo as to where it was, liberal arts or engineering, but it didn't make any difference, really. We kept our new name, and we kept the courses. But of course, later on, mathematics started encroaching on the courses, too. They started, especially with some finite math combinatorics, they hired an individual who was an expert in this area. And he was the only one in the department. And he started, I think, giving some courses there, but I don't think they ever developed anything much in that area right now. So we wound up back in the College of Engineering, which that's where they are now.
Well, how did things work out for you, personally, for the institution?
Well, for me, I was very happy being there, and I found, of course, that during the 11 years that I was chairman, put a crimp into my research activities. But after that, I sort of drifted into new areas and started doing research again.
What had been your research?
Well, I had started in pure math. Mm-hmm. I had a degree in pure math in the complex variable. And this is the reason I was hired in my first industrial job. They were designing a control system, so-called, and for a Navy gun. For the Brazilian Navy, no less. And one of the components of the control system is a network, an electrical network. And the electrical network theory is based to a large extent on complex variable in pure math, which was my specialty. So I was, that's how I got into the field in the first place, in network theory. And I wrote quite a few papers on the, in the area.